The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired.
WTAQ News. Talk sports. Speaking of sports, not a bad little weekend for Wisconsin sports, huh? The Packers won, which, so what? People hate it when I say that. I put no stock at all in the W's and L's in preseason. I just don't. However, you can see why they didn't start Lacey or Rodgers in the first preseason game. Mike McCarthy obviously feels pretty comfortable about where his offense is. Again, though, it's just preseason. But Rodgers looks in mid-season form. But again, it's preseason. But clearly, he's very pleased with where the team is and probably should be. The Brewers couldn't beat Clayton Kershaw in Milwaukee. They go out and beat him in L.A. and sweep the Dodgers. They have dominated thus far, the Dodgers and the Giants. Dodgers are likely going to, well, who knows, probably will win the NL West. And if they do, there's a good chance if the Brewers win the NL Central, they would face them in the playoffs. What they're showing is they can beat the better teams. After struggling to win a series, they've become very hot in August. They've won two series in a row, then they split one with the Cubs, which was a little annoying. Not devastating, just a little annoying. And then sweep the Dodgers in L.A., including a win over Kershaw, which that was in, I think, his first loss in 11. So it was a big deal. He's just been ridiculous. He's been ludicrous. And the Badgers are preseason ranked 14th. I was a little surprised by that. They had a pretty good loss in the offseason. Jason says, I need to go away more often. Yeah, you leave and all sorts of good things happen. That's just that. Oh, you're off winning the World Series of, what is exactly is it called? Wheelchair self. Somebody asked me now that he's off doing a wheelchair sport, and I just don't remember which one. Well, congratulations. Twin Cities was fun? Did you eat too much? No, you're a good boy. Good for you. No time, with, I suppose. So you couldn't really enjoy the cities, per se. You're pretty busy most of the time. Yeah, that happens. All right. We are very busy on the show today. A lot of stuff to get to. We are going to talk about Ferguson again, kind of. Now, we spent a lot of time on that on Friday, and we took calls. I had dinner with a law enforcement friend last night, and I'm going to come at this from a different perspective when we take it up again. And that is, we're at a tipping point. Either we trust police to some degree, or we don't trust them at all. And we're to the tipping point. I don't think I have ever seen anti-police sentiment from listeners of any show that I've been doing like I did last week. Clearly, anti-government sentiment has gotten to the point where police are the arm of the government with which you interface most often, and people do not, in general, trust police anymore. I want to further explore that. I know we explored that on Friday. I want to spend a little more time on that. One we did not get to on Friday that we're going to get to in the next hour. That is these pig wrassels, and that is what they're called. Pig wrassels. Animal rights group revealed the video Thursday here in our area. Didn't talk about it. And now in another state, they're all over this. I blogged something, I think it was over the weekend, was it? No, it was Friday, that I knew a lot of listeners to the show and viewers of my blog would disagree. I have a problem with these pig wrassels. Is it criminal animal abuse? I don't know. But I have a problem with them. We're going to talk about that. We'll get your calls on that after 9. Everybody knows about the ice bucket challenge, right? Senator Ron Johnson on Friday challenged me. Now, I know the rules. You have 24 hours. I discussed it with his office. I accepted the challenge within 24 hours. I'm going to make good on it today. But if anyone wants to quibble, I will also make a cash donation to the cause, ALS. I'm fine with that. That's the thing. Either do it within 24 hours or make a donation. I'll do both, okay? Because it didn't work out to do it within 24 hours. It just didn't work out. And I'm going to have someone pour the water on me. Someone who probably deserves to do so as much as anybody. So we'll do that this afternoon. Jason says, it's got to be me. It has to be me. What do you think? You think it's Jason? Does that make sense to you? Could be. Probably not. But could be. Probably not, if you're getting the clue there. I'll be doing that this afternoon, and we'll try to get the video posted as quickly as we can after that. Just some of the stuff. Oh, there's some other audio that I will be playing of time a lot. It's just a very busy day on the show, weekend full of show prep. Oh, I also at some point have to talk about my class reunion. Damn this thing, Jason. I go to my class reunion, and all these old people are there. I thought I was in the wrong place. Well, what's going on? Now, I didn't look better than anyone else, but it is weird. You know you've grown old, right? But then when there's people that you haven't seen in 35 years, it's like, really? I mean, you know they're, intellectually, you know they're 35 years older. They just do. So, I want to start. I actually should start about, I've been deciding whether to take this up on the air. I was approached by an obsessed person. I don't know. This person might actually, I don't know if I should talk about this on the air. Let me just say this. This person is obsessed with a high-profile story that you would know if I said it. And they approached me because they were claiming to have information on it. By the time we were done with this email exchange, they were accusing me of being implicit in a conspiracy in this story that she was going, well, you're part of this. Yeah, it was kind of scary stuff. And it's amazing how, at first, it seemed okay. Then she asks, did I know you in 1971? I was 10. And it got weird from there. Yeah, it's amazing how quickly this can turn. She seemed coherent at first, and poof. I don't want to get into any more of it than that, but because another crazy person just sent an email. And it's amazing how it just gets a little disturbing out there from time to time. Okay, now let's get to this. I have been trying to shame the local media into covering a story. Now, I gave up a while back. I'm not going to just keep beating and beating and beating and beating. I did shame the local paper into covering the recall story, the candidates for clerk of courts. Two of them, the Republicans, signed recall petitions against Republicans, and that did end up having a huge impact on the election. John Vanderleest probably won clerk of courts. I think I said county clerk, clerk of courts, as a result of that, which made it a big deal. When the paper did finally get around to covering it, they tried to poo-poo and downplay it the Sunday before election. There's another one that I have been, and I actually have sent it to who I would consider the premier investigative TV reporter in the market. You can decide who that might be. And said, hey, you should do something about this. I have shamed TV and newspaper over and over and over and over and over and over and over again here on the air until I gave up. It is begging them to do a little digging into the circumstances under which incoming UW-Green Bay Chancellor Gary Miller left his previous job. And nobody will touch it with a 10-foot pole. I talked about it on the air. I did a piece for Right Wisconsin where I pointed out, I'm not accusing him of wrongdoing, but clearly the relationship between he and the board at Wilmington, from which he came, soured. So front page this morning, the local paper has a story that is a mostly fluff piece about, yeehaw, the new chancellor's all ready to start his new job. Yip, 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 yahoo. And it's all the fluff and all the frill that you would expect. It's just all love, kumbaya. But then, and this is what I would call the maybe this will make Bader go away segment, deep in the story, Miller said the decision to leave Wilmington was his. Now, this is another one of those things where they act like the reader knows what the hell they're talking about. That's how you can tell it's a direct response to me and my listeners. Well, anyone reading this wouldn't have suspected otherwise. Why do you bring that up? Because you certainly haven't mentioned any cloud of circumstances concerning his departure prior to this. Miller said the decision to leave Wilmington was his. It was a difficult decision, he said, but I think that's not uncommon these days. It is a fantastic university, and we had tremendous community support. According to media reports, Miller was a finalist for several other higher education jobs in recent months. The News and Observer newspaper said his tenure at Wilmington, which began in 2011, was marked by a number of campus controversies, including changes in athletics, political fallout after the suspension of a fraternity, and a legal defeat in a 7-year lawsuit by a criminology professor who said the school denied him a promotion for expressing his conservative views. All things we have shared with you on this show. Supporters launched a campaign to stand behind Miller with a Facebook page, newspaper ads, and a letter to the college president. Miller didn't say much about the situation other than that he learned a lot. Miller said that's it. Then it talks about he plans on playing golf in his free time. That's it. Okay, Miller doesn't want to talk about it, so gee, I guess there's nothing to see there. Move along, citizens, move along. Gannett Media has this big investigative arm. They wouldn't dare to put that shovel to the ground to an education establishment member. Now, would they? Well, funny. Last night I received an email from a listener who had not heard or seen, and I don't know how this happens, hadn't heard or seen any of my coverage of this previously, and she thought she was telling me about the strange circumstances under which Chancellor Gary Miller left the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. And I sent back the Right Wisconsin piece I had done and said, yeah, I was all over this. But as I look at this story from a TV station out there she sent me, this is actually an element that I missed when I was talking about all of this, 2 months ago? Whenever it was. A state representative in North Carolina said poor leadership skills was why Miller was looking for a job before Green Bay finally hired him. He applied for anything that wouldn't move. A state representative says poor leadership skills are more likely to be the reason for the recent job search of UNCW Chancellor Gary Miller, now UWGB Chancellor, and not an ongoing discussion into how the university handled the punishment of one of its fraternities. The belief is that frat alumni who are frat members in the board felt he was too hard on the fraternity, and that's why he fell out of favor with the board. But nobody's talking. Miller received a performance review about 2 years into his job as president of the Wilmington campus, which is earlier than normal for university chancellors, according to UNC system policies. So he suddenly had a review done ahead of protocol. While the review is not considered public record, Representative John Bell, Goldsboro Republican, said he's heard from more than 10 people with knowledge of the report that it was not flattering to Miller. Representative Bell contacted WECT after a report Friday about an investigation of the university's handling of Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity's 2012 suspension from campus after underage drinking violations. Supporters of Chancellor Miller have blamed fallout from the SAE suspension as one of the reasons Miller is looking for a new job. Bell disagrees. I would think poor leadership skills in combination with all these different things are the reason the chancellor is looking to seek employment elsewhere, Representative Bell said. Bell pointed to the recent discussions of cutting some athletic programs at the university and a lawsuit brought by a current professor who said he was discriminated against for his conservative viewpoint as part of those other reasons. You could Bell, a UNCW SAE alumnus, co-sponsored an act in the General Assembly last session based on the way SAE was treated in disciplinary. So he does have an axe to grind. He's a frat alum. In response to Bell's claims, the university released this statement. Chancellor Miller has not been asked to leave the university, nor has he been asked to leave based upon a performance evaluation. Therefore, the assertion that Chancellor Miller is exploring other opportunities because of a performance evaluation is false. No, not necessarily. He still might be leaving because of that, even though he wasn't asked. Further, with few exceptions, none of which are applicable here, such employment-related information constitutes confidential information, and its disclosure would implicate the violation of several state statutes. Bell says, and Bell probably shouldn't have released this stuff, and he learned about it, so on. Again, here's what's happened. Here's what seems to be apparent. The university lost confidence in Miller. And he left because he no longer felt welcome, one way or the other. And the paper does a tiny little piece on this in the middle of a fluff story. There, that'll make Bader go away. Not so much. It's 8:56.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.